informed about the important stuff.
Headlines. Queensland, in local news, Queensland families have been left confused by how to dispose of asbestos-contaminated sand as the saga continues. Toowoomba grandmother Sue Judd said she's extremely worried for her grandsons, who have played with the sand, and was concerned about confusing advice from a household standpoint. The Queensland Environment Department issued an exemption for the recalled coloured sand to be disposed of for free at landfill sites across the state. However, some councils have refused to collect the sand, with others charging for its collection. The differing approaches for school closures across the country has only added to the confusion for local families. In national news, Tropical Cyclone Fina is expected to make landfall near Cape Don in the Northern Territory on Saturday morning. Communities have begun preparations to brace for the rare November cyclone after the activation of the cyclone warning. The Bureau of Meteorology is advising residents in the warning zone to immediately commence or continue preparations during available daylight hours. Destructive wind gusts of up to 155 kilometres an hour are predicted within the warning zone from Friday as the storm nears the coast, with warnings of flash flooding between Maringrinda and the Tiwi Islands. And a Perth childcare centre has been fined $50,000 after a child escaped by using his, quote, above-average climbing skills, and was later found wandering in the middle of the road. The incident occurred in November last year when the five-year-old was unsupervised, regardless of the previous climbing behaviour that went unreported. Two educators were present at the service on the day and another two present at the facility. The service has since taken steps to reinforce its policies and procedures, with educators following the incident. And in international news, three children are among the 26 killed in one of Russia's deadliest strikes on western Ukraine. The missile and drone attack hit two blocks of flats in the western city of Ternopil and injured 93 people, along with the 26 fatalities. The Ukrainian Air Force shot down nearly 450 drones in the attack, including some from the seat of F-16 and Mirage 2000 fighter jets supplied by their western allies. In response to this, Ukraine pleaded for the uninterrupted and timely supply of aviation weapons from Western partners. And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy with a low chance of rain, but it's going to be raining wickets all summer long with the ball in hand for Scotty Boland and Mitchell Starc. Let's hope they get stuck into the Poms tomorrow. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28 here. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach above 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Join us for Hearts.